Hello and welcome to the Gateway to Higher Consciousness podcast, a space dedicated to assisting you to tap into higher levels of consciousness so that you can find answers and thrive while making changes that will benefit everyone individually and collectively. I am Veronica, your host. Join me as I share meaningful stories and conversations alongside masterclasses in how to begin your journey of awakening and uncovering the power of your consciousness. Discover how to tune into higher consciousness states and transition from feeling restricted and overwhelmed to a life full of opportunity, happiness, tranquility, and abundance. Hello, and welcome to another podcast episode. Today, there is one aspect that I want to dive deeper about body nutrition and spiritual shifts that we experience when we start accessing higher states of consciousness. The reason why I do want to expand on this is because there is a lot of information around those topics in many different ways that might rather confuse at times than help. That's my personal experience, right? Especially if you are a freedom lover and a curious person that wants to know more, sense for yourself, like if you are an experiential person, that might be true to you. So you want really to sense for yourself what is being said versus what you're experiencing and what you're feeling, right? It's kind of having your own filter to sense your own truth, which is actually be skeptic. It's not about believing, it's about feeling. And when we're talking about spiritual path and awakening and ascension, it is definitely experiential. It's not about believing dogmatic what others say to us, but actually to experience the truth behind that, if it resonates with us or not, right? That's the path. That's the path. And that's where the work's comes in, where we need to be able to discern and to really connect with ourselves to feel what is the truth that I am experiencing? What is the truth that I am feeling behind the sentence that is being said? And I'm inviting you to listen to my podcast's episodes in this way too. It's not about believing me. It's about hearing a different perspective that is inviting you to activate what is in within you, right? So that you can feel and experience what comes up for you. That's my invitation. So oftentimes people teaching spirituality work a lot with this very directive and, in my opinion, restrictive and dense language of you need to do this, you should do this, you have to definitely avoid this, or this is the way, trust me. And because of how it is, do only and only this, right? I'm not a fan of this kind of sentences. And I'm totally aware that this kind of sentences do feed the algorithm and they do feed the way that people consume information. And they're totally directed and addressed on poking on the ego, on poking on the fear, right? Which is not high vibe. It's actually a dense energy. They might aim to activate some high vibrations, but the way that they create the resonance is through a very dense dimension, right? However, in relation to today's topic, in my journey, I have heard sentences like, okay, if you're spiritual, then you're definitely vegetarian or vegan, or if you're intuitive or an empath, you most probably will have an issue with gluten, or you will do this, or you will experience that, right? Or other things like, when you access higher states of consciousness, all bad things, all the bad feelings, the compulsive patterns and co, they disappear, right? Those are just a couple of examples. There are many, many more. And although there is truth to those sentences, there is always a piece of truth everywhere, right? They give you very little context as to why it is this way, so that you can truly ascend and expand further. and it provides very little room for you to sense what is beyond for yourself. So it gives little room for you to really expand, to really connect into your own intuition, into your own guidance, into your own perceptivity, in order to sense what is beyond, what is the truth beyond, the context beyond, right? But this is the way that we want to be in. We don't want to rely on the opinions of others, on the teachings of others. It's helpful, people that might be a couple of steps further, right, to help us navigate sometimes. It's very helpful. But at the end of the day, in this path, we're so much called really to walk the path on our own together, but actually activating that inner receptivity so that we can discern what is going on, right? So that is all what I am about. I'm not a preacher. I am an experiential, super curious by nature, tuned in higher consciousness transmuter that is here. I am here to offer you a bigger horizon of awareness. I'm here to offer you perspective, putting a magnifying lens of higher consciousness on very different topics, right? In opening up that horizon, the horizon that will allow you to sense the wisdom for yourself, experience it yourself, and learn whatever it is that is relevant for you right now to experience and learn at this very moment in time so that you can expand. And I am here to invite you to awaken and sense and expand by yourself, right? No master, no teacher is going to do it for you. And the moment is here, the moment where we as individuals and as collective are called to layer by layer, let go of the directions and instructions from the outside and lean in fully into our own capability to awake, perceive, discern, expand, choose and make decisions from that space of awakeness, from that awareness within. That is what ultimately higher consciousness is inviting us to do. And this is definitely something that I do want to help facilitate, to walk the path, so to say, as an early bird, to help guide others towards their enhanced perception, towards life richer in possibilities. Because that's at the end what it is. It's a life richer in possibilities, a life that it's more calm, definitely, and it's a life with more contentness, happiness, love and joy, that's for sure, and a big amount of peace too. Well, back to the changes that we can start to experience when we access higher states of consciousness. So the moment that we start to access higher states of consciousness, we will need to expand our capacity to hold more higher frequencies in our human vessels, which means like our bodies, but also in our energetic fields, in all the different bodies that we do hold, right? And higher frequencies could be love, joy, peace, but on a higher frequency, it's kind of when you access higher states of consciousness, it doesn't mean that you get to feel like joy in a different way. Actually, you do. But the thing is that you operate from a higher consciousness. So you operate from love, or you operate from joy, or you operate from that kind of consciousness state, right? And that's a difference, because usually when we're on a level, lower consciousness level, what happens is that we do experience love and joy, but those are peak experiences. It's not that we're operating usually from that space, right? So we need definitely to increase and expand the capacity to be able to hold more of those higher frequencies. Why? Because if we don't expand the capability, the time that we're able to hold a state of being love, being joy for longer periods of time, it would keep being a peak experience in our life, but not us being anchored and living and operating from that vibration, right? So it's about, just imagine if you can experience that for a peak, but you cannot focus on that, you cannot put your attention and actually, of course, there is this attention, putting your attention on being that, but it's about embodying that vibration so that it really generates different molecular structure in your energetic field, but also on your body. And that doesn't happen when you do have a peak experience. It just happens for a while, right? It's like click, But then after a while, it just recedes, like and it goes down to the norm, like the usual operating system, right? So we need to expand in order to be able to hold that. It's not holding, that's not actually, but it's to be able to be that vibration as our new operating system. It's a way of upgrading, right? And that upgrading is going to have an impact, right? And I'm going to talk about that a little bit more. And what is important also to know here is that holding or embodying high vibrations isn't just something that is done with our energetic field, right? Many people just think, okay, like if it's spiritual, then it's only our energetic field. It's like the energy around me. In order to embody it, and the name says this already, our physical vessel, our body needs to catch up with those higher frequencies and adequate, right? It needs to change actually the molecular structure, right? To adequate to that new frequency, because frequency is a vibration, it's kind of a sound, right? If the body is vibrating at a denser frequency, then it cannot feel, it cannot hold, it cannot embody a higher frequency. So in order for the body to be able to anchor that higher frequency, it needs to adjust the molecular structure, okay? So let me use a metaphor here. Our body, the hardware, needs to upgrade itself to be able to hold the new operating system, right? Or to run it, let me put it that way. And an outdated hardware isn't compatible with a higher operation system. It needs an upgrade. It needs to upgrade, to expand too, in order to be able to run the new operating system. Makes sense, right? That's exactly the same. If our new operating system is a high vibration, higher consciousness level, then our body needs to upgrade in order to be able to run with that operating system, right? When we start accessing higher states of consciousness, our bodies will naturally shift and adjust. The more we are aware of these processes, the more that we can support them to move in a more conscious and in a more smooth way. How did I experience it? How am I experiencing it? Because it's not only one dimensional that it happens once, it's a gradual journey, right? And getting into higher consciousness levels is not a space or a destination. It's a gradual journey, right? It's not from zero to 100. It's a journey, definitely, right? So that you will feel and experience different things, and it's not going to happen once. And actually at once, it would be like a big bang, which would be incredibly uncomfortable and sometimes even painful, right? In different ways and different aspects. So as I started to anchor more in higher frequencies of love, for example, and that was a couple of years ago, what I felt was experiencing the feeling of being in love. Like I had this feeling in my body that I was in love. Like I had just recently fallen in love and I had no idea why. It's like, of course, I'm married. I love my husband. But there was like this, for no reason, I had this feeling that I had fallen in love, and I was like looking for, but with whom am I falling in love? I mean, there is no one, that it's my husband and I love him, but it's not like the falling in love kind of energy, because we're already longer years together, right? So it felt like I was in love all the time and my mind couldn't make sense out of it. And the resource it had was to ask again and again, as I said, but with who did I fall in love? I am married and I love my husband, but the feeling I had was not related to this. It felt as if I was freshly falling in love, not knowing with whom, which was kind of weird. And it was kind of fun too. Physically, what I experienced was a translation of having a mind thinking it's fallen in love. I felt all the hormones up and running, desiring to live a passionate love life. The body, our physical vessel, always responds with its own resources. Like the body, the way that the body decodes love very often is with hormones, right? And having certain response to that. Actually, that's a very dense way, not a very dense, but that's actually the usually very dense way of a body in 3D reacting to that. And I mean, it's like the normal in way of procreating. So that's the way that we're wired, right? So if we wouldn't be wired that way, we wouldn't be here, none of us, right? So what happened is that my body had to catch up to be able to hold these higher frequencies. So I had already, like Esther or Abraham Hicks would say, like in the vortex, that was already on my energetic reality, that was this vibrational love. But my body didn't match that vibration, so it had to adjust, right? My body had to catch up to be able to hold these higher frequencies. It had to catch up with the frequencies and make it its new normal. So it had to have this upgrade, not just a peak experience that we just get from time to time, but being able to hold a state of love, of being love, being able to embody love. If I wouldn't understood this, the energetical reason of why I was having this experience, I would have got stuck in a compulsive behavior of the body, making it about wanting more passion, wanting more sex, wanting whatever, right? And that would probably have held me back or helped me back from not accessing a higher state of consciousness, or it definitely would have taken longer time. Does this make sense? And no, I'm not saying that being passionate or wanting to have sex or something like that is bad or so, not at all. I probably will talk about that in another episode, right? But there is nothing about that. It's about sharing my experiences, and that I'm hearing from many, many people that they're so longing for passionate life, and you know, like this passionate with their husbands or wives and stuff like that, and they don't have them. And what is happening usually is that those people do have in their vortex, in their energetic field already, the vibration of love, and the body needs to adequate, and the body is going to respond with the tools that it has with that operating system of 3D, right? So that's what's happening, and there is nothing bad with that, but it's about raising awareness on that. Again, it's not about judging it as good or bad. It's about giving you a new perspective on what that could mean for you and what you can do. Another thing that I have experienced while accessing higher states of consciousness are nutritional changes. Like 1 year ago, nearly, I was eating healthy and very conscious all the time about the choices of food and where it came from, how it was grown, etc. But I still was eating meat and fish. What happened is that I suddenly felt the call to stop eating meat or fish. The interesting part of this call that I was feeling is that there was no ethics behind this. It was not that someone told me not to eat it. And it wasn't also the aspect of me thinking that it's bad for the animals or stuff like that. I'm aware that there is death implied in eating meat and fish. But as I was very conscious about the choice, and I'm quite aware that life is a process where there are these life forces which are creative, maintenance, and destruction or death. And it's always dance between these three, right? That was not the aspect. It was not about those kind of ethics, right? And definitely I do care about the well-being of animals. I do care a lot about the well-being of our planet and the earth and the soil. That's a very dear topic to my heart. So what I felt is that, as I said, there was no specific ideology behind it. I simply couldn't eat meat and fish anymore, because the way that it showed up was that whenever I would hold something in my hand, like something that came from an animal, like ham, some meat, fish, whatever, I could feel the consciousness of the animal. I could feel the reverberation of the animal in my heart. I could feel the stored emotions. And I felt that I didn't want to have that consciousness and those emotional bodies in my system. It simply felt misaligned. I didn't want to add that complexity to my journey, because what I wanted is to dissolve, dilute, let go, instead of adding more complexity to my system. And that was the reason. So, and I really went cold turkey. From one day to the other, I stopped, right? And I didn't get back to eating meat. So that's a very clear thing. It's like, I don't want it, and I can feel it. Like every time, my family still does eat meat and fish. So I sometimes do cook for them, these kind of things. And it's getting like harder and harder for me to really handle the things and to cook it for the family, right? So right now, what we're doing most of the times is that when they do want to eat meat or something, then we probably get something from a good organic restaurant or something like that. And when I cook, then it's definitely vegan, right? Yeah, that's usually how it looks like. But I still sometimes cook fish or something for them, definitely, because, you know, just because I chose this path, I don't preach my family to do the same. It's their choice. They know why I stopped. I told them. They wanted also to know. But I never ever will tell my daughters or my husband to stop eating. They know the reason why I did it. They're still choosing to consume meat and fish. Actually, it has decreased with them too, but they haven't made a conscious decision of stop eating it. And that's fine. It is not about me being here to preach. It is me about, or no, it's definitely about me walking the path and showing that there is a different level of awareness possible in living. That's it, right? The same happens with sugar and gluten. I give up on both too. Like from time to time, I will have a little bit of sugar, but it has definitely increased. And I was like really a chocolate addict. It's like I didn't eat like lots of processed food or something like that. I didn't do that because I was very conscious about eating. But I loved chocolate. And for me, the imagination or the idea of giving up on chocolate was like kind of never ever will I be able to give on chocolate. You know, it's kind of, oh, that's, it's kind of part of a beautiful life. You need to have chocolate in it, right? And the thing is that I have given up on chocolate completely, right? And gluten too. Like from time to time, I might have a little piece of something, but it's really a very small piece, and it comes like really rare from time to time because it messes up my system, my digestive system. And the same happens with sugar. Sugar messes the whole system up. And there is really a correlation with the quality of the food and the energetic index. And when I say energetic index of the food, I'm not meaning the calories or kilojoules in it. I'm talking about the prana, the life energy within the food, right? So the lower the prana in your food is, the higher the sugar, the higher the gluten, the more your ego will just get up and running. That's really my experience, and you will experience it too. So if you sometimes feel like, okay, why am I feeling like this, or am I getting anxious or feeling sad, and especially anxiety, right? Anxiety, it's sugar creates lots of anxiety. It's a very ego-friendly food. Just maybe look and see what you have eaten during the last day or the last couple of days. And maybe you will find out that your sugar increase was bigger, or maybe that the choices of food that you had, there was lots of bread or lots of really low pranic food in there, right? So, but let us come back to sugar. Right. And sugar, it's actually, yeah, sugar, processed sugar. Let me put it this way. At the core, sugar is an addictive substance that has an impact on the dopamine receptors of your body. It messes up your inner chemistry. And everything that messes up your inner chemistry will impact the compulsiveness of your system. That's actually the ego, right? Which will distort your consciousness. It will distort what you perceive as being real. It will make it more difficult for you to discern what is higher consciousness and what's not, right? Well, and that ultimately translates to making it harder for us to discern compulsive behaviors from what we truly want to do that is coming from higher self, from our higher consciousness, right? And there is also another aspect, like there are lots, millions of bacteria in our gut, right? If we have been eating lots of sugar, processed foods, and actually carbohydrates count as sugar because they're going to be digested as sugar as well, right? You will probably have lots of specific kind of bacteria in your gut. When you stop eating sugar, they're going to starve those bacteria. And bacteria do have an own consciousness, right? So if you sometimes feel like craving for sugar or craving for certain kinds of food, then it might not be you. It might be that those are the bacteria just screaming for food, because unless you give them sugar, they're going to die. So also important for you to get to know that oftentimes that's also kind of a compulsive behavior, because it's not you, it's not your higher self, it's a part of your body. And in that case, it's not even your body, because it's a small bacteria that is just living symbiotically in your gut, right? The story with gluten is a bit a different one. For me, it simply doesn't work. And gluten is a kind of glue. It keeps like this stuff together. And my sense is that this glue structure doesn't sit well with a physical structure that is becoming lighter or has become a crystalline one. That's what many people call it, crystalline one, or crystal body, right? Crystal body. And that's in my sense because glue is something sticky. And when you become more light, when you become crystalline, then that glue is on a different density and it doesn't work well, right? So what do I have for you today? Yeah, another thing that when you start accessing higher consciousness will experience is that you will stop eating some things and change behavioral patterns, right? Thought patterns, actions, and not because someone else tells you to do so, but because you realize that it doesn't feel good. It doesn't serve neither you nor the collective, which includes our precious Mother Earth and all the living beings and organisms in it. You will get more and more out of the autopilot mode of unconscious action or selfish action, because your perspective and your horizon will expand. So you will see the relationship of your actions, the relationship of your thoughts, your actions, your behaviors on a bigger scheme, on a bigger perspective, on a bigger picture. You will see beyond and further, right? So they're actually recognizing that will lead you to say, oh, I wasn't aware of that. Now I see, right? And you will probably, in many cases, choose something different, right? If you allow it to be that way. The same, for example, applies for clothes. I can simply pass a store by and feel the energy of the clothes. And be aware that in that very moment, what actually happens is that in the same moment when I pass that cloth and I feel the energy of the clothes, I can feel, is that something that I do want to have in my system or not, right? Is this something that I want to support or not? For example, I gave up wearing leather jackets or trousers or skirts or something like that because it feels super cringy. I don't want to wear anything that doesn't feel aligned. And that's a death material that has to rest emotional body of the animal who was belonged previously. And I don't want to have that on my system. It just doesn't feel good, right? Currently, what I find myself mostly aligned are natural fabrics that were grown and manipulated and producted in a more conscious way. And it expanded. It just gets more and more and more. Like, it's usually more wider clothes, like long robes, stuff like that. But there is nothing around me wanting to look in a certain way. It's just that I do feel called to wear them because of the energetic aspect. It's not about the brand, definitely at all. I don't care about that. I don't care about me just looking like the person that people would buy certain things from. It's absolutely about what feels aligned with me, right? And it applies for so many things, like for example, for plastic too. Like plastic has a very dense frequency. If you're aware of this, because you can feel it, you will feel it. And you don't want to have it in your system neither. So what things that sometimes include plastic that we're even not aware of that could be soaps, shampoos, body lotions, cosmetics, makeup, things like that. So that's something that I definitely don't want to have. And the last time that I went to the cosmetic to have my face done, you know, like cleaned and, you know, all this kind of stuff, which I do from time to time, right? Because I love the experience of the massages and stuff like that. I love that. And she gave me a tester from a very known firm. It's quite expensive, cosmetics. to try it. And I tried it once. And as I tried it, I had a really weird experience. Like I was, it sounds very funny, but I was seeing monkeys, right? I was seeing monkeys and they weren't actually very pleased. And I was feeling like my face, that there was something that I didn't want to have in my system. So the more that you get into higher consciousness, the more your body gets crystalline, the more that you will experience these kind of things. And that's absolutely normal. There is nothing wrong with you. It's about you. In that moment when you feel something that is strange or new, to stop and just to look at it, to observe it and think, oh, what is going on here? Not judge it, but just only be that observer, that detective, and just see, oh, what is going on? What is it this telling me? And then you will get the answer. Don't overthink it. All of these things are not made up by thoughts. Actually, if you get stuck in your thoughts of why and then and this and da 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 da, then you're actually trying to understand it with your human mind, and that's not the way it works. It's about having the experience. And my invitation for you is that when you are on this path of embodying a higher frequency, of getting into a crystalline body, it's to write down the experiences. Write down what you are experiencing. That's it. Don't ask why or this, or just get into a bigger narrative or that and what could this mean. And because then you will involve very much the human mind that probably isn't able to understand that fully. So just stay at the beginning. Definitely just go with the experience, right? Write it down, write the experiences down. And you will see that will help you a lot to discern what is ego mind, what is human mind, and what is your perception. And that's pretty much needed, because if you're enhancing your perception and you're not grounded in order that you can be able to discern, that can generate quite a bit of confusion. And we don't want to be in that space, right? So let me see, what else do I have? Yeah, coming back to the plastic, it has a lower or dense energy. And why? There was a question coming up, like, why does it have a lower frequency, or why it is so dense, right? The reason behind is that the products, like for example, these creams or the plastic or food that has been highly processed or that has been cultivated and grown, exploiting earth, right? They do have this denser structure and lower vibe because of the way that they have get produced, the way that they have been manipulated, the chain in where they have come out of, right? And if you keep accessing higher states of consciousness, they won't feel aligned with you anymore. But actually, in order to be able to experience that, you need to raise your perception. And my experience also is that there are many people saying that they are awake, that they are kind of higher consciousness, but they're actually not that much, because the part of the perception is missing. So they feel, they see a little bit beyond, but the perception is not so sharp. So they might not see and experience all of that, but you can train that. You can definitely train that, right? And more you expand, the more and more you get into higher consciousness states, the more that your perception is going to grow, because if it doesn't grow, then you get stuck, right? So that's also the truth. But in order to grow it, you need to be very balanced and you need to be very rooted, grounded. Okay, that's very important to know too. So, and that is actually one of the biggest changes that we experience when we tap ourselves into higher states of consciousness. This being rooted and being grounded, being able to discern what is going on and perceiving further beyond of what the logic and the mind is saying, right? Like expanding your intuition into higher things. Like as I said, I can take something on my hand and I can feel the reverberations of the apple. I can feel the reverberations of the pen that I'm holding in my hand right now. I can feel the reverberations of the scarf that I'm wearing. I can feel it, right? It's not imagination. You can feel it. And that's possible to cultivate, right? So, and now just imagine. Now imagine that a major part of the population would be tuned into this awareness and perception. How different life would be. We would immediately stop doing business, growing food, producing things that in any form would harm Earth or people. And that is the earth that I desire to help bring forth. This is what I want to help unveil and create, to walk the path, to share the experiences, to put that magnifying lens of awareness, of higher consciousness on different topics so that you can see that there is a different perspective on things, that if you're experiencing something, if you're sensing something, what that can mean, right? And that it's normal and that you're not the only one, right? So are you joining me on that? Are you joining me in creating an earth that is conscious, that is more conscious, so that we can unveil and tap into all the solutions that are waiting for us in higher levels of consciousness to tackle the big challenges that we're experiencing? Sending you much love. Have a beautiful, beautiful day wherever you are, and talk to you soon. If you have any questions, let me know, contact me on Instagram, and I will answer them for sure. Big hug. Thank you for joining us today, because this is your space to learn how to access your amazing consciousness, expand your levels of perception, create a higher consciousness, not only for you, but all the people around you, and increase your levels of joy, love, and inner peace. We hope you gain new insight about navigating life and becoming the highest version of yourself while connecting with other vibe-minded people. So together we can collectively bring forth a new earth based on higher consciousness, freedom, love, and peace. We welcome you to join us next time, so don't forget to subscribe. And to learn more, go to higherconsciousness.com. Academy.